The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, the Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. And as we noted on Wednesday, no, you know what? We noted at some point throughout the course of recording this week that we did 400 shows during the span that Debo signed on. And the only way you can do that is by firing up an emergency podcast, which we're doing right now. It's so friggin' slow that we're doing an emergency podcast for George Kittle signing an extension. George Kittle, of course, the 49ers tight end, has now signed a mammoth deal, 5 years, $75 million, making him the highest paid tight end of all time. Joining me now to break it down and discuss Kittle, John Breach and Ryan Wilson. You guys thought you were going to be done podcasting, and then you weren't.
That's okay. George Kittle, I think, is worthy. I mean, you act surprised.
Doing the podcast.
Well, why are you acting so surprised that we're doing an emergency podcast on George Kittle?
I'm not surprised.
Oh, you seem like you were sort of put out. Like Damien Williams, I think we can all agree.
No. I'm thrilled to talk about George Kittle. I will say that there was a rumor, some dude who writes for SI, like one of the new Maven sites or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what his name is, but he wrote that the 49ers were going to announce a Kittle extension on Friday, and that was going to be 6 years, $94.8 million. He got roasted because George Kittle replied and was like, don't believe everything you read. This was on Wednesday afternoon. And then on Thursday, the 49ers actually announced the contract. So do we give the guy credit or no?
No. Here's my thing. I think George Kittle is worth every penny. And of course, we know what this means for the rest of the soon-to-be-paid tight end. So let me ask you this. I'll ask Breach this, because Breach is so concerned about the salary cap not going up this year for various pandemic-related reasons. So you have $15 million per year, Breach. Are you paying George Kittle, Jamal Adams, or Zeke Elliott?
George Kittle, that's a no-brainer. That's an easy question for me to answer. Kittle.
The question was George Kittle, Jamal Adams, or Zeke Elliott?
Well, they all make around $15 million or will want to make $15 million.
Yeah, George Kittle is the best value there. Yeah, that is absolutely a no-brainer, because you're getting this hybrid person who basically plays three positions. You put him at wide receiver, you put him at tight end. He's a de facto offensive lineman because he throws people out of the club like Gronk used to. He can block these big defensive linemen, which is something that not every tight end can do. So you're getting a 3-for-1 at $15 million. That's a steal. But answer Brinson's question real quick about whether or not Grant Cohn should get some credit. I do think he should, because his initial report had the deal at $15.8 million per year. So he's only off $800,000 a year. He was off by 1 year because he said a 6-year deal ended up being 5 years.
He had
years.
The deal. Like he but got, he now the way it was done poorly is that the headline was crap. It was like 49ers two signed, and it ended up being accurate, but it was like clear that this guy wanted to sort of walk it back. And like, he was like, you know, one source told me that they're planning on doing it. But it was like sources : Kittle deal likely coming this week. That's how they should have framed it in the headline. But that's no surprise given what's going on over there. So when you look at tight end contracts, Austin Hooper, a completely unrestricted free agent this offseason, had a monster year each of the last two years in Atlanta, goes into free agency. The Browns give him $42 million over 4 years, I guess, an average of $10.5 million. He was the second average highest paid tight end behind Hunter Henry, who's on a franchise tag of $10.6 million. Kittle annihilated the market. I mean, the highest paid tight end was $10 million, and George Kittle absolutely destroyed it. He's getting $15 million, and I don't have any problem with it because, as you point out, Breach, he's a triple threat, and maybe more importantly, he's a triple threat in Kyle Shanahan's offense, which is predicated on eye candy, pre-snap motion, being run heavy, and utilizing play action, and I don't know that there's a better play action tight end in the NFL than George Kittle because of how dominant he is as a blocker. You have to respect his blocking. And then he also is a fantastic receiver and incredible after the catch. So you can sort of run that play action by having him fake like he's blocking, then he leaks out. And he, I really think he might sort of be what makes that 49ers offense go.
By the way, just so we're clear, I mentioned those three names, George Kittle, Zeke Elliott, and Jamal Adams, just because they all make the same or want to make the same and just who you would take.
No, you're saying where? How would you like to allocate your resources to the best tight end in football, the best all-around tight end in football, a running back, or a safety?
It's pretty crazy. I'm looking at the overall average salaries for every position player. Nate Solder makes $15.5 million. Shaq Barrett has earned that $15.8 after last year. Christian McCaffrey makes $16 million. So I think the story is Jamal Adams is probably going to get paid. We know Zeke Elliott already got paid $15 million, and I'm with you, Brinson. Kittle is every bit worth what he got, even though it blew the previous tight end contracts out of the water. But much in the same way we were talking about Myles Garrett, and then a few weeks later, Joey Bosa in terms of the edge rushers. Again, Breach, I'll ask you, salary cap person who's concerned about money, are you at all worried that we're blowing these contracts out of the water with the next deal to the best paid player at that position?
If I'm the 49ers, obviously I'm not worried because I did this contract. I'm more than happy with it. But yeah, when you start to look further down who this could impact and who could have the worst effect, who is the loser in this situation? I would say it might be the Philadelphia Eagles because now you have Zach Ertz who's making $8.5 million. When his contract comes up, he's going to be asking for a big raise.
Well, the question is, can Ertz and Kelsey and Mark Andrews and any of their tight ends, like, is this a situation where they can come in and say, Kittle is making $15 million. I'd like to make $16 million. I mean, to the teams are like, listen, you're not George, okay? Ringo.
Well, I was just going to say, to kind of answer both those questions, is that Zach Ertz doesn't have to say that. He's making $8.5 million a year. If he just says, I want 13 or 14, that's a substantial jump. It's still under George Kittle. And the Eagles are one of the teams I think is going to be in the worst shape for the 2021 salary cap if it just stays flat or only goes up a couple million. So it's not going to be easy for them to get a deal done like that. And both Ertz and Travis Kelce, their contracts expire after the 2021 season. So you would think after this year, next offseason, both of them are going to get extensions. And, I think maybe Travis Kelce has an argument to get up to Kittle money, but I think both those guys will get in the $13, $14 million range if they don't surpass Kittle.
You know what makes Philadelphia's job of re-signing Zach Ertz that much more difficult? One word, Dallas. Dallas Goedert. That's two words.
Ooh.
Just so Brinson.
Was Dallas Goedert going to get $13 million?
When he said one word, I thought he was talking about the Cowboys.
Once I said Dallas, I knew Debo.
I knew what he was talking about.
Debo knew what I meant. I thought that Breach or Brinson.
Right. It's because Debo calls him Dallas.
If you walk around and say, do you like Dallas or Zach in Philadelphia? I guarantee you 99% of the people know what you're talking about.
If you walk around saying, is Dallas good? They're not because they're going to think you're talking about the Cowboys.
But, and real quick on Ertz and Kelce.
Do you think Doug will let Carson throw to Dallas?
Yes.
Doug will let Carson go to Dallas?
No. Ooh.
What do you think, Debo? Dak for Carson straight up.
Oh, that's a question. Debo, would you trade Dak for Carson straight up?
No, you know the answer to that.
That's a yes.
Would you? All right, let me ask you this. Not related to George Kittle at all, but would you trade Carson for Dak and CeeDee Lamb?
He's hesitating.
I think so.
And also an actual lamb too.
You throw that in, yes. It's a done deal. You throw in an animal. Okay. I think the silence speaks, but I really like having my loyalty to Carson, but it's enticing.
So that's the thing.
That's a yes, but I know it's not realistic and I don't want to sound
That's like asking Debo, would you rather have Mike Golick Sr. produce for his podcast show or produce for Brinson? You're right here. He doesn't want to say
I'm committed to Pick Six. I would answer that one truthfully.
But yeah, look, there's
stick
a lot
around
of
Brenton for a year. You're not leaving. I mean,
there's a lot of bad things that come with having to work with me, but there's also a lot of like freedom. Like, I mean, like you're not exactly right. getting That's lit right. up here by me. Like, I think some people who host podcasts or radio shows might be a little more aggressive and perhaps less kind in their treatment to their producers.
But to my original point, so Dallas Goedert is also a consideration when you're the Eagles and you have to worry about Zach Ertz remaining in the fold.
Ertz is going to be
quick with
30.
Ertz, the Eagles, which I'm sure you know, Debo, according to Over the Cap, are currently scheduled to be $51 million over the salary cap for 2021 based on the contracts they have in the books right now.
I always trust Howie Roseman to somehow navigate that. But what do you think about the age of Kelce, who's 30 now and will turn 31 early in the season, then Ertz, who will turn 30 in the season? How much does that play a role? Kittle's just 27. He's in his third league, so old for entering his fourth year, but how does age factor in?
I feel like with Ryan. I think both have one more contract in them where you can reliably give them money, and then after that you kind of write it off. Kind of like after this Kittle deal's done, I think you give them one more, and then, you know, tight ends around 35, you're kind of starting to get washed up.
I was gonna say 5-year deal, you get rid of them after 3 years. If things aren't going well.
I mean, I think when we look at the tight ends, it's the big three. And I don't know that you can justify giving Zach Ertz as much as Kittle got, but like, I think Breach is right. He can comfortably settle into $11, $12, $13, $14 million and nobody's going to complain.
Who are the big three? Kittle, Ertz. Kelce, and
Ertz.
You're not including him in the big money deal though?
I think maybe you can say it's a big two. When I talk about the best tight ends in the league, I think it's, and Diva and I talked about this, it's probably Kelce and Kittle. And then you have Ertz, maybe like as a tier 1B or whatever it is.
Where's Gronk on your list?
Well, he's just coming back for one last run with Tom.
Is he a top 10 tight end? Did he make the top 10 tight ends list?
He did. Yeah. I mean, look, there's a pretty big drop off. Like after that, when you start looking at the tight ends, I mean, you know, you have Jimmy Graham who's washed up, but somehow.
So wait, before you go on, let me ask you this. Who's your number one tight end?
I would take George Kittle over Travis Kelce.
I would too.
Kelce is a better receiver. Kelce is a better offensive weapon, but Kittle is a better all around.
What's Kittle doing in that offense?
It's a monster.
Right. So I don't know if Kelce's.
It's a different. I'm just saying like Kittle's a better blocker.
Not according to some people in the media.
Who thinks Kelce's a better blocker than Kittle?
Gottlieb, I think, was the one who tweeted that out.
Oh, that's right. Doug. Come on, buddy.
What's it? Doug? Yeah. Doug tweeted that out?
Was that right? Well, didn't Doug tweet something about him not being a good blocker?
Yeah.
Oh, Doug. Doug did. That's right, Doug.
Yeah.
I should have said Doug instead of Gottlieb. Dang it.
Blew an opportunity. I forgot about that when we were talking about famous Doug. Sorry, Doug Gottlieb. Probably because I called him Gottlieb.
Not Doug.
Yeah. Who's
Breach's favorite tight end?
I would take Kittle.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I would say one more thing too on the Kittle thing in terms of the price is that, you know, he was drafted. The dudes like TJ Hockenson and Noah Fant owe George Kittle some cash because they ended up going higher in the draft because Kittle comes out of Iowa. He was a later round pick. He was a fifth round, 146 overall. Right. And when you look at the contract that he signed, it was less than $4 million over the first 4 years of his career. So if you're Kittle, you're going to the 49ers and you're saying, hey, look, I want to be paid. I don't want to be paid based on the tight end market. I want to be paid like a hybrid wide receiver tight end. I've earned it. I have not made a ton of money. I am the fulcrum for this offense. I go out there and give it my all. You know, the entire season. I mean, remember that famous fourth down that he had last year where he just against the Saints, where he just took the ball and just would not be denied. He's 26, excuse me. Yeah. Just he'll turn 27 in October. So he's in the prime of his career. It's just a no brainer deal. And I think it's smart of the 49ers too. You go to him, you say, look, we'll do the $15 million, but we want, and we'll have to see the numbers. I would guess that it's probably, so this is an extension, right? Or did they take away the 2020 money? Do we know that?
We think it's an extension.
Right. So it's an extension. So that benefits the 49ers in the sense that they now have his cash controlled. And they probably got him a low salary cap number in 2021. Like I wouldn't guess that he's getting a, you know, $25 million salary cap number early on in the career, early on in the contract, because they don't know what the salary cap is going to be. It gives us some control. He's one of the best players in the league. So this is, it's pretty easy for me. I can't fathom. Maybe it's Hockenson if he breaks out.
What are you talking about?
Like, who's going to top this contract? Because remember, Kittle in his rookie year only had 43 catches for 515 yards.
I don't think Hockenson had that, though, did he?
I bet he had close to that.
43 for a fifth round pick is pretty good, I feel.
And Hockenson had 32 for 367.
To Brinson's point, Kittle was going to make $2.1 million in 2020. So the 49ers have him under contract 6 years, $77 million, which is 12.8 per year, which is a much more friendly number than the new money average that we've been talking about of $15 million per year.
I agree completely.
How much do you think, random question as we wrap this up, what do you think Jason Witten's making this year for the Las Vegas Raiders? I'm looking through the salary, average annual salary of these guys.
I would guess $4 million.
I was going to guess $3 million.
Are you looking at it?
No.
It's $4
million. Hey, look at me. Pulled a turkey out of my hat.
There you go. Gobble, gobble.
How much would you guess? No, we're not going to do this.
You guys want a fun fact or do you want a trivia question? I can make it either.
Trivia. Your fun
trivia question. George Kittle, as Brenton mentioned, was the 146th overall pick in the 2017 NFL draft. There was actually a tight end selected one pick ahead of him at 145. Do you guys know who it is?
All right. So what year was that? 2017.
Is he still in the league or is he just some rando?
I don't think he's still in the league. I'll double check while you guys are trying to figure it out. But I don't think if I told you the team, actually, I'll give you one hint. It's in
Tim
the AFC.
Tebow.
AFC.
Give us the team.
Give us the division. Division.
I will say that Wilson's guess was surprisingly close as far as.
Tebow?
I said Tim Tebow. So it's a converted quarterback.
No. That means it's the Broncos. Oh, I know who it is. Because he fell because he tore his ACL at Michigan. Jake Butt.
Oh, is it Jake Butt?
Jake Butt went 145th overall. Imagine taking Jake Butt and then watching the 49ers take Kittle and having all the success.
And I think Jake Butt tore his tight end. tore his ACL twice.
Brian's cut off.
He may have tore his ACL in college. That's right. Or when he got to the pros. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else that we need to add to the George Kittle extension?
No, everyone loves the move. It's sort of like the Pat Mahomes contract. No one's complaining about it. I think. Is anyone bellyaching that he's making too much money?
No, I mean, I think he's so good that literally no one has a problem with it.
Oh, well, then I'll ask you, at what number would you have said, I don't know about this, $20 million per year? Would that mean
$20 million is crazy talk. I think like $17 million seems like a lot for a tight end. $15 million is a lot based on, you know, we just talked about what the going rate was, but it is George Kittle or George. If we call him George, everyone knows who you're talking about.
Nobody would call him George. You would call him Kittle.
How many Georges are there in the NFL that are under the age of 30?
But why would you call him George? He's Kittle. Like Kittle is that's the whole thing. Is if you call someone Doug, it doesn't clearly delineate who you are discussing. If you say Kittle, there is no question that you were talking about George Kittle. If you call him George, it's like, who's George?
Is his nickname George of the Jungle?
I don't know that I would balk at $20 million for Kittle.
Stop it. That's.
I was agreeing with Wilson. I like 17. I think that if they would have said 17, I wouldn't raise an eyebrow. Anything over that, I might be like, ee.
All right. Well, Julio Jones makes 22 a year.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And I'm not saying Kittle is as good as Julio Jones. Maybe more valuable for the next 5 years, though. Amari Cooper making $20 million a year. Would you have Amari Cooper at 20 or George Kittle? I'll take Kittle all day.
Neither. I wouldn't want either that much.
I would take Kittle.
Michael Thomas is 19.25.
No one's taking George Kittle at 20 over Michael Thomas at 19.
No one?
No one.
Okay.
Mark it.
A.J. Green, $18.17 million, or George Kittle.
He's overpaid by about $17.5 million.
Right. You would definitely take Kittle. Tyreek Hill, $18 million. Tyreek Hill and Odell Beckham, $18 million.
Probably take Tyreek.
You would take Tyreek? Yeah. Now, if the Browns called the 49ers, said, hey, guys.
No, I'm out.
Like, you're not calling for that dumb Odell Beckham, George Kittle deal they discussed on the Pick Six podcast, are you?
Actually,
we are. It's like, get out of here, losers. Yeah, see you. Mike Evans, 16.5.
I'm taking Mike Evans at 16.5 over $20 million for George.
Well, just all right, so to put this in context, too, here are the $15 million receivers. Jarvis Landry, 15.1. Davante Adams, 14.5. Stephon Diggs, 14.4. Allen Robinson, 14. T.Y. Hilton, 13. Alshon Jeffrey, 13. Larry Fitzgerald, 11.5. Keenan Allen, 11.25. And Tyrell Williams, 11.1.
85% of those guys are making what they're worth, or maybe they're worth more than their current contracts.
Right, but I'm saying, like, I would take Kittle over all of those guys except for Davante Adams, probably.
You take him over Keenan Allen?
Yeah, I think he's more valuable.
Oof, I don't know about that. And Keenan's not even making any money.
Like, he's a run – like, he is dominant in the run game.
Yeah, he draft an offensive lineman if you want that.
But can that offensive lineman –
can he catch the ball and lead the NFL tight end?
An offensive lineman. What are we talking about?
They got a 3-for-1 here.
Yeah,
he can't do all three at the same time. You guys,
Do you know any offensive linemen who average 87 catches per season? I don't.
Yeah, George.
Okay, we're not going down this rabbit hole. That's it. That George Kittle signed an extension. we'll be back later with more podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.